Kind of like our Mercer girls interview, the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers had a couple of tests last week. Mercer went 1-1. Grundy R5 goes 1-1. Haven't been able to figure out Miss Brooke Littrell and Green City yet. They lost to Green City last Thursday at home, 52-26, but rebounded on Friday with a 47-29 win up at Canesville against the East Harrison Lady Bobcats. Good defensive performance there. A couple of road tests on the road in the HDC for the Lady Panthers this week at Winston tomorrow night. Seen some good things from the Winston girls this year. And Newtown Harris on Friday. Holiday Hoops next week. And in fact, as we're interviewing her, Coach Fordyce at mid-morning over at the Ketchum Center getting workout, Coach.
Yes, it's kind of a stress thing. I can go out here and walk, and then I feel so much better.
Yeah, so. Your stress level would have been much higher if you would have lost on Friday.
Yes, it would have. That win was really big for us, and, you know, the girls really played well. I actually saw them play together. They ran the plays. They played good defense, and they passed better. So I just felt like it was just a much better game. I know Morgan was doing really well. She hit 5 3-point shots. That kind of really got us going. Jandy had a good game. And I just felt like they just all seem to work a little bit better together.
I just got off the phone, as I mentioned, with Coach Wells, and we'll hear that interview here on KTTN in just a little bit. We kind of talked about mindset and how the boys had been really close in a couple of games, just couldn't get over the hump. We kind of talked about how, you know, if you feel confident and you're feeling good, you play better. Is that one of the things you're working on with your team, Coach, that you want them to go out with that sort of confidence every game?
I want them to have confidence, but I want them to trust each other. And trust me, because I know sometimes, you know, I'll tell them, you know, we need to run this, or this is the type of offense I want, and they'll go through it a couple of times, and they're like, it's not working. They have to have patience, and that's something that we are working on. I said, you don't have to go down and just make, you know, shoot the ball in three passes. Work the offense and make the defense work. You're going to wear them down, and sometimes we're just not patient enough, and then we want to go down and we want to, you know, force the ball, and that's just something we, you know, can't do all the time.
So I'm kind of comparing scores here because Green City went to Mercer, I think it was Tuesday. Littrell had 31. I think they lost by about 11. I think it was 62-51 or something of that sort. So in talking with Mercer, and I said, did you do well against Littrell? And Coach goes, well, no, she had 31. But I said, yeah, but the rest of the supporting cast had 21. It sounds like against Green City, they had a similar point total, 52, but you really struggled to put the ball in the hoop against the Gophers on Thursday.
We did. We couldn't hit anything. And I had Aubrey Gann played her man on man, and I thought she did a good job. I think Littrell had like 28 points against us. And then toward the end, you know, if she did get past Aubrey or whoever I had playing her at that time, it seems like the girls just didn't make, I told them to make a wall. I said, basically, you need to make a wall. Just make her go through you, and we just kind of let her slide through because she is tough down there on the baseline, and she kind of works it really well. But then they had a few that could shoot, too, so if you focus too much on Littrell, then, you know, every once in a while they'll have one of their girls, their guards, come through with a good shot. So, I mean, they're kind of becoming you know, kind of an all-around team. Not like they were last year, because last year they had those two really good senior guards, and they brought the ball down. And this year, Littrell's bringing the ball down and then setting up. So they're having to play a little differently.
Are they kind of becoming that mental roadblock in your mind, Coach, that if you do see them again, you just have to, you know that Littrell's going to get her points, but you have to have that self-confidence and knowing that you can play with them?
Yes. And defensively, we just got to be tougher. And that's why I told the girls, defense wins games. In my book, your offense comes with a good defense. If you don't play a good defense, you're not going to win very many games. Defense, to me, is the most important thing.
So sometimes, I say this all the time, if you play somebody good, you might lose, and you certainly did on Thursday when you lost to Green City, but you hope that it makes you better for the next time out because you played a team of good caliber and good capability. Did you see that on Friday, Coach?
Well, I think East Harrison is a pretty good team, and they're aggressive, and they've got a couple of girls that are pretty good, and they drive in and go to the basket. Now, they did have one girl with an ankle injury that wasn't playing, so that may, you know, make a difference in their game too. So I know, but then again, I had a girl out too, Bree Carpio was out with an ankle injury. So I was short one, they were short one. So, you know, it could, you know, any given day, sometimes, you know, I may go in thinking, oh, we'll have this made, and it doesn't work that way. So I just take a game at a time because I never know sometimes what team I'm taking to the ball game.
So as far as your offense goes, you've mentioned Morgan. We know you got Jandy. And you're pretty well balanced as well. You know, you probably have five or six girls that on any given night can get double figures. Are you looking for, offensively, are you looking for Morgan and looking for Jandy, or is just kind of, you know, you run the offense and whoever has the good shot, that's going to be the one that gets a shot?
I do look for them, but Anna Malazzo's tough, too. She's down underneath the basket now. She did not have a great game against East Harrison. But Anna is tough underneath that basket. And, you know, when Bree's in, she's my ball handler. And Aubrey, sometimes Aubrey comes, you know, she doesn't get recognized because she'll have, you know, steals, or, you know, she may not have a whole lot of points, but she might have the steals and the rebounds and the points. She might have more of an all-around game. And then sometimes all of them have an all-around game. I think our team's a pretty good team. I mean, it's just, any given night, one of them might stand out more than the others.
Is it the biggest challenge right now that you're just trying to get everybody to play at their, you know, and it is hard to get everybody to play at an A level, obviously, and it, you know, that's the ideal, but even if you say it's a B, or, you know, or people to play at an A minus B plus level, just to get everybody play well on the same night, is that the biggest challenge?
Yes, and, you know, Alyssa Webb comes in sometimes. She'll have a good game. She plays well underneath the basket, but she's 5'4", you know. If you get a lot of tall people, it's tough for her. But sometimes she'll come in and spark the team. I tell you, Grace Larson's been coming in off the bench, and she's a little hustler. She'll get in there, and she goes for the ball. So sometimes it's, I have to pick the people that are working the best together, and some nights it's a different set of, you know, a different set. So that's kind of where my issue is when I see it come up against an opponent and I need maybe somebody moving the ball more, or I need more rebounders. I have to adjust my offense accordingly, and trying to get, when I do the adjustments, trying to get them to go back and work together. That's, you know, they're learning that whenever I sub somebody in, you know, adjust and work together. And I think that's where we need to work. Just focus on when I can make changes, adjust, work together.
As I look at your schedule, Coach, Newtown-Harris, they've been struggling a little bit, so that's the Friday game. We'll leave that for Friday, obviously. I'm looking at this Winston game and the road trip there tomorrow, and I think they're a little bit better this year. I think your team is capable of winning. I'm just looking at that Winston game for setting up where you could be in conference play. I think that's a huge game for your team tomorrow night.
I do, too. I think we're going to have to go and play tough, and I think a lot of the teams have gotten better this year. I mean, even I've heard about Tri-County. I think Tri-County plays Mercer, I think, Thursday.
You're correct.
I may have to go watch that. I may want to watch that game because I've heard, you know, I want to see how that one turns out.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, Mercer has been kind of the dominant force in the conference. And, you know, can Tri-County reach up to their level? But what do you know about Winston, Coach? Because, you know, as I said, I think it's a big ball game, and I know they have a couple of key scorers that will certainly have your attention.
Well, I really don't know that much about Winston right now. I really need to go back on my books from last year and see, you know, who's still there and not. But I have not talked to anybody about Winston. As a matter of fact, I was checking, kind of looking on their schedule this morning and to see, you know, who they've played and who they've, you know, beat. And so really, they haven't really played anybody that we've played yet. So I guess it'll be kind of a trial and error. We'll go there and we'll just have to pay attention to what's going on and make the adjustments accordingly.
Sometimes just worrying about yourself and not about the opponent works too.
Yes, just go in, play ball, and play good defense first, and then the offense will come.
Now we're talking Winston here. Winston's 3-3, wins against South Harrison, Southwest Livingston, and Gilman City, losses to Bramer, Polo, and Polo. They lost to Polo twice, once in the Gallatin tournament, and then looks like last Thursday, 49-17. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with the road trips this week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Thank you.